From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. President Trump has nominated Alexander Acosta as Secretary of Labor after Andy Puzder withdrew his nomination last Wednesday. Acosta is the current Dean of Law School at Florida International University, where he has been since July of 2009. If confirmed, the 48-year-old Cuban immigrant would be the first Hispanic in Trump's slate of cabinet officials. He also served as Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division of the U.S. Justice Department. The Department of Labor has jurisdiction over many labor programs important to agriculture, including the H-2A program for ag workers. Dogged by charges he'd employed an undocumented immigrant as a housekeeper, his stance on immigration and other issues, Puzder withdrew his nomination last Wednesday. Puzder says the decision came about after careful consideration and discussion with his family, but that he was honored to have been considered by President Trump. The next farm bill needs to provide an adequate safety net for farmers whose income has fallen because of lower commodity prices. That's according to House Agriculture Committee Chairman Mike Conaway at a hearing last week kicking off the 2018 farm bill process. Conaway says Congress should take to heart the advice of former committee chairman Frank Lucas of Oklahoma, who said during the last farm bill debate that a safety net is supposed to be there to help farmers in bad times, not in good times. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more, visit our website at aginfo.net.